we'll get that stuff fixed and get those up on the internet so you can hear some things a little better this week. But did you enjoy seeing kind of a little bit of what happened this week at Silver State? And great preaching. This is going to take a little while, but I know you all will enjoy this. Some of you all sponsored a kid to camp, and you have no idea who that kid was. I will tell you this, out of three kids who got saved this week, three kids had some help for camp. And so it's amazing how God worked this week, and we did have three saved in our youth department, and we had just a host of good decisions. So we'll let them each come one at a time, and they'll take about 20 to 30 seconds just to tell you who they are and tell you what God did in their life this week.
Oh, this is great. Okay. Okay. Hi, my name is Micah. Well, I've been to this church, well, I guess forever, as long as they've been here. And God's worked my heart about reading my Bible more. I never really read my Bible, and just God spoke to me about reading it and just prayed for me to do my daily devotions more.
My name is Jeremiah Reed. I've been to this church for 12 years, pretty much my whole life. God really spoke to my heart about this week about being a greater witness and being a greater leader to my family and friends. And please pray for me, help me be a greater leader for my family and friends.
Hi, my name is Isaac Day. I've been to this church like for my entire life, and this week really spoke to me. This is my first week, and it really spoke to me through the preaching and everything. And I just pray that, and I just ask you if you would pray for me that I would continue to be a better Christian and a better witness to my friends and family. And that's it.
Hey, my name is Zach Papa, and I went to camp this week, and I've been going to church for about a couple months. And God spoke to me about changing my music and more gospel music. And I pray that you'll help me make it go through with that.
Let me just get word in, teenagers. I know we're pushing a little bit more tonight because of time, but take a moment. It's all right to take a few moments and talk about maybe a message that God spoke to your heart about. Don't feel pushed too much. You can't do that.
Hello, my name is Brandon Tolentino, and I've been at this church as long as I can remember. And this week at camp has just been great. You know, the preaching was just amazing. The message that really spoke to me this year was about having an open bag and just you're who you are. You should be an open bag. You know, you shouldn't hide anything from anybody, and you should just be living for the Lord and not hiding anything else. But this week, the Lord spoke to me about dying daily and just witnessing to that kid at school you might be scared to witness to, and just going the extra mile, and ask you to pray for me to keep my decisions I made this week at camp.
Hello, my name is Joshua Crawford. I've been coming to this church for 16 years, like 6 months, 27 days, and like 18 hours and 27 minutes. And so the message, everything this week was great, and probably my second or third favorite part was the food. It was good as usual. But my favorite part was the preaching, definitely. Brother Hetzer was one of my favorite camp speakers I've ever heard. And like B said, one of my favorite message was just having an open bag, having nothing to hide. And I just pray that you'd just be in prayer for me, and that I'd get into my daily devotions better. And I haven't been doing a real good job, but I'm trying to get back in it. Wait.
Hi, my name is Tyler Kane. I've been coming to the church for 4 years now. The Lord really spoke to my heart this week about being a more committed Christian in my witnessing and my devotion life. Just pray that I would go through with that commitment.
My name is Landon, and I've been going to church here for 6 years. And God spoke to my heart about being a public Christian and doing my devotions daily. Will you please pray for me to do my devotions?
Hello, my name is Noah Day. I've been coming to this church for as long as I can remember. God really spoke to me about having courage and faith to just trust Him and with everything. The message that really spoke to me was how Gideon had just the courage to tear down the altars of Baal and just everything, and just stand up to almost his entire village, and it lit everyone up on fire. And that kind of lit me up on fire as well. And I just want to be like Gideon and to have courage that God will take care of me and trusting in Him. And just please pray for me that my decision.
Hi, my name is Tyler Reed. I've been going to this church ever since I was little, and God really spoke to my heart about how Josh and Brandon said having an open bag and just not hiding anything from the Lord. And, well, I just want you to pray for me about being a better witness at school and doing my daily devotions and having a better walk with the Lord.
Hi, I'm Reagan Ratledge. I've been going for this church ever since I moved here about 4.5 years ago. I had a really good experience at camp. I feel that the Lord really talked to me about having courage and showing everybody that you're a Christian and not hiding it and being ashamed. You should want to show everybody that that you're a Christian, and they should want to become one too. And I just want you all to pray for me to have courage, and thanks.
My name is Trey Ragsdale. I've been going to this church for 1.5 years now. The message that really spoke to me was when, like they said, having an open bag and not hiding anything from my family or my friends. And God really spoke to my heart about being more faithful in church. And I hope y'all guys can pray for me to be more faithful in church.
Hi, my name is Dakota Bull, and I've been going for this church as long as I can remember. God really just spoke to me about been having an open bag and not hiding anything from my family and just having the courage to witness to friends. I would like to see if you'd pray for me having courage to witness to my family and also just to read my Bible more. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Dylan Howells, and I've been coming to this church for about 1 year now. And before I went to camp, I wasn't following God very much. But after going there and hearing this preacher and all these sermons, I feel like that Jesus really spoke to me, and I feel closer to him now. Amen. And I pray that you help me keep my decisions.
Hello, my name is Victor, and I've been coming here for about 6-7 years already, and it's been a great blessing. And the Lord really spoke to me about being an open bag to my parents and all that, just simple as giving up my phone whenever they ask. And also about just being grateful for the things I have and not complaining for things I don't have. And also just keeping prayer for me as my walk with the Lord and just keeping my fire for him and always have it lit. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Matthew Casey, and I've been coming to Heritage for about 8 months now. And the Lord spoke to my heart this week about praying and reading my Bible more often, being an open bag. And I just ask that you'd pray with me. Pray for me and my walk with God. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Dickerson. I've been going here for about 8 months now, and my favorite message at camp was the one about being an open bag, because before I came, I wasn't really on the right track, and I had a lot of secrets, but I just ask that you'd pray for me to help me be more of an open bag.
Hi, I'm Ricky Lopez. I've been going to this church for about 1 year now. God really spoke to my heart this week that I should be an open bag and just not be ashamed of God and just be a better Christian and just be a role model to others and just pray for me that I can keep the promises I made at camp.
Hi, my name's Tristan Lopez, and I've been coming for the church for about 1.5 years, and I used to be scared to witness to my friends, and after coming to church and church camp, I feel like I can do that often, and pray for me that I could lead most of my friends to Christ.
Hi, my name is Reed Gentry. My family's been visiting here for about 3 weeks or so. I got an opportunity to go to camp with the youth group. Had an awesome time. God really spoke to me about being more respectful to my parents and getting back to my daily devotion. So I ask that you just please pray for me and help me to continue to follow my decision.
Hi, my name is Kelsey Baker. I've been coming here for about 5 months now. God really spoke to me that even though when things are really hard and tough, he's always there, he never leaves. And I hope you pray for me as I make my new transition to college and my walk with, or my faith with God.
Hi, I'm Darian Blake, and I've been going here for like 2 or 3 years now. And God really spoke to me about witnessing more to friends and family, and I pray that you help me keep that.
Hi, I'm Carly Moore, and I got saved on Monday.
Amen.
And I just want, and the Lord spoke to my heart about keeping an open bag to my parents and my friends, and I just want you to pray for me about being a better Christian.
Hi, I'm Laurelyn. I've been going since camp, and Lord really spoke to my heart this week about coming out with my faith, and this Thursday I got saved.
Amen.
And I pray that y'all pray for me in my walk with the Lord and staying faithful.
Hi, I'm Abby. I've been going to this church for around 8 or so years now. God spoke to me about helping better to see him through all aspects of life, no matter good or bad, and to be a better witness to all my unsaved friends that I have. And please pray for me as I help better my devotional life and to be a better witness. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Haley. I have been to Heritage for about a few months now. This week at camp, God really spoke to me about respecting my parents more, living life openly, serving him, just walking with him, never doubting him. And I just hope that you pray for me that I keep all of these decisions and I keep all of it, this faith with me and keep my fire lit for the rest of my life.
Hi, I'm Alexis. I've been going to this church, like, or visiting or starting to go to this church for, like, a few weeks now. I don't even know. while I was at camp, the Lord really spoke to my heart about faithfulness to him. And so I pretty much, like, had stopped reading my Bible and all that. And so, yeah, he just really spoke to my heart about continuing to be faithful to him, even when I feel like there's nothing to be faithful to. I don't know. Or, like, he's not listening or not working. So if you guys would just pray for me that I would continue to be faithful to God throughout everything and that I would do better with my devotional life and stuff, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, for everyone who don't know me, I am Landon Godwin. I've never been in this church, but I was invited to this camp by my cousin Shelby. And just being honest, for the past year or so, there's been a lot going on in my life lately. And I just thought God had forsaken me. I didn't understand why he would put trials in my life that he did. And I just didn't really want anything to do with him. And then there was a message that the main preacher preached about how Gideon thought he was forsaken by God, but he was a child of God, and God would never forsake his children. And I'm saved and a child of his. And I look back, and he was the one that was behind me the whole time that helped me overcome it. And I just ask y'all to pray for me to help me keep my commitments that I made at camp.
Hi, I'm Brendan Fredericks, and I've been going here for about a month, and I was saved Tuesday night. And God really spoke to my heart about living an open bag life and not being afraid that to show that I'm a Christian. And I hope that you can pray for me about my devotional life.
Hi, my name is Katie. I've been going to this church since I was in Miss Linda's class. This was my first year at camp, and I had a really great time. The message that really spoke to me was by Pastor Martinez during the first morning class, where he said, "Is there anything I love in this world more than God?" And that made me realize that I have been putting many different things in my life before God, sports, friends, even like school. I mean, it's, yeah. And I ask that you pray for me to help me keep my commitments that I made to him to put him first.
Hi, my name is Anna, and the Lord really spoke to me this week, and I just ask that you help pray for me and help that I start doing devotions more, and that you pray for everybody in the youth group. Thank you.
You'll have to excuse me, I kind of giggle here and there when I'm nervous, but hello, my name is Samantha Day, and I've been in Heritage for about as long as I can remember. And when I was at youth camp, God really spoke to my heart about being a better testimony to others and to walk spiritually with him, and I pray and ask that you pray for me as I continue to walk spiritually with God.
Hi, I'm Vivi, and I've been at HPC for 6.5 years, I think. I don't know. And God spoke to my heart about how I should not be afraid to witness to people and just give my life to God, and He has control of my life. And I ask you to please pray for me as my walk with God could get stronger. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Sabrina Ragsdale, and I've been coming to this church for about a year and a half, and camp was really fun. Capture the Flag was unforgettable. And God spoke to my heart about forgiveness in my life, and there was a preaching that Brother Hetzer preached about how sometimes we compare ourselves to Jesus, and we can never, like, live up to really what He is. So some of us think that we have to give up, but really He loves us all, and we're not going to be able to live up to that. And that really, like, touched me. And I ask that you pray that I keep the decisions that I made at camp to witness to my friends and read my Bible every morning.
Hi, my name is Shelby, and I came here when I was younger, and we started coming back about 3 years ago. And this year at camp was really amazing. I think what really spoke to me was how much He loves me and how much I haven't been reading my Bible like I should, praying to Him, when I really should, because He loves me so much that He gave us the Bible to read, and I'm neglecting it. And so, but just please help me as I try to get in the Word daily and get a devotion. Just thank you for letting us go.
Hi, my name is Caitlin. I've been visiting here for about a month now. I really enjoyed getting to go to a new camp this year and getting to meet a lot of new people. This week, what really spoke to me, felt like God was putting on my heart, was about getting a better relationship with Him and doing my devotions daily. So I just pray that you'll, I just ask that you'll pray for me to keep my commitments that I made this week at camp.
Hi, my name is Renee Casey. I've been coming here for about 8 months with my family. This week God spoke to me about how He doesn't hate me, because I always thought since I got saved He hated me because I wasn't doing His will. So I finally realized that He actually does love me. And I also made a commitment to do my devotionals daily, and please pray for me as I try to further my walk with God and grow in the Lord.
Hi, my name is Dorsey. I've been going here for about 6 months. Before the camp, I was mad at God because I didn't feel like He was speaking to me. But over the week, I realized that it was actually my fault because I wasn't allowing him into my heart. If I didn't go to this camp, I wouldn't have realized that he was actually trying to speak to me, and I wouldn't have let Him into my heart. And just please pray to me for me that I continue letting Him into my heart and speaking to me. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Taylor Hunsberger. I've been going here for I don't know how long. It's been a while. I've went to camp. They have good food. Brother Crawford could probably admit to that. The preaching was good. We all had a good time, I guess. Half of us slept the entire time. I know my cousin did. Thank you for helping me get to camp and back. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Jacob, and I've been going to this church for a handful of weeks now, but I was really looking forward to camp because, like, I've been looking for an answer on something that was really important to me, and I found that answer at camp in one of Brother Hetzer's sermons. He was talking about, like, how there's the, like, Christian faith and how, like, it's a narrow path, and then there's the wide path that many people go on, and God gave me a picture of my life. Like, I had gone through the gate onto the narrow path, but I sat down on the other side of the gate, and I was still a baby Christian, and I wasn't getting up and walking down the path and furthering my faith with Him. And He basically told me that I needed to get up and start heading down the path, or He wasn't going to be able to do anything with my life. So please pray for me as I head down the path and try to survive the many trials that will come as being a Christian.
I'm Nate. I go to a different church in the area, but I was invited to come by my friend Victor. And this week, God really spoke to me about having more forgiveness. And that's something I've always had trouble with. And so I just ask that you pray for me to have more forgiveness in my heart.
Hi, I'm Riley Spivey. I've been going here for a long time. This is my first year to go as a college kid. I've never been, or I haven't been since I've been in the youth group. And I got just as much out of it as any of the youth did. All the preachers were absolutely amazing. They had great just examples for every message and just a great application. God really spoke to me about putting him first. Life gets crazy. Classes are crazy, studying, soccer, everything's just all over the place. And my devotions have not been where they need to be. And he just really spoke to me about putting him first and just having the closest relationship with him as possible as I can. So I pray that you help me keep those commitments. And yeah, thank you.
Hi, I'm Kayla. And this is my first year going as, actually my second year going as a college student. But I had a lot of fun this year. One of the preachers talked about, his sermon was entitled, The Crowd Versus the Congregation, and it's basically just being a casual Christian being versus being a Christian on fire for the Lord. And that really spoke to me because going to a good church and going to a really good Christian school is easy to just do stuff because, you know, that's what I've always been doing, or that's one of the rules. I have to do that. I have to go to church on Sunday instead of just being, I really want to go to church, you know, I need to get stuff out of the word, and I want to do my devotions. That's something that really spoke to me, so I pray that you guys would just pray for me on that, and that I would just be a Christian on fire for the Lord and not just doing it because that's what I've always done, or but that I would actually really desire to do it. So.
My name is Caleb Crawford. I've been going here forever. And first of all, Trey, did not recognize you when you got off the stage there, buddy. The new haircut looks sharp. But this week, I'm a college student now, and went as a counselor for my first time, and it's a different perspective on things. This time I was kind of in charge of a little room, and I like to brag on some of your kids. I know in my room I had B and Noah and Jeremiah, and I'm telling you, I got to meet some of the future leaders, and it was a blessing to me to see some of these guys step up to the plate and be a great example for the youth group and a leader. And they're even some of the young guys. And I know some of these other guys were great all week, but having them in my room and getting to know them a little closer and having devotions with them every day, I got to see their heart and their heart for God, and a great group of kids. I know this week, for me, it was kind of awesome in the sense that I got to see God answer prayers in my life, and I got to see God work and do. And it kind of seemed like I'd been trying to work and work and work, and nothing was really happening in the sense of seeing God move and do things that I'd been working toward. But seeing Brendan say this week, somebody I've had on my prayer list for a couple of months now since he started riding the bus, and just getting to see Zach and them both come to camp and their hearts be changed and their conviction that they've come under, it's been a blessing. And getting to know these kids and see them grow and make decisions, I'm just glad that I got to see God actually work and God fulfill the promises. You know, we pray and we ask him and he's going to do it. And it's been a great week. And I thank you for allowing me to go and before you kick me out again. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Miss Eva. I've been coming to this church for the last 7 years since I moved to Texas. I don't know how long it's been, but it feels like 2 years. I always say 2 years, and it's like, no, it's been longer. But I've been going to camp with the kids. This is my fourth year going. Camp is great. I mean, God has a way to speak to you, not just to the teenagers, to us adults as well. You know, God really spoke to me about always being on fire for him, like 365 days a year. You know, I think that sometimes we get into our routine, and we kind of like, not forget about God, but you just kind of like, just let other things get in the way. And I asked for you guys to pray for me and for me to be on fire 365 days out of the year on God. I do want to let you guys know this is a great group of kids. And for everyone that's helped, to pay for these kids to go to camp. And I know this was not on the video. It is, it's priceless when you see your, all these kids come up to the altar to get right with God. I mean, there's not enough that I can say about that.
My name is Julie Latta, and I am the youth pastor's wife. I'm Mrs. Jessie, or as pastor calls me, Miss Julie. So when we go to camp or missions trip or on one of these long trips like this, we're hard on your kids. We really are. We expect a lot from them. And no matter what Caleb Crawford or any of the boys say, I'm not mean, ever, ever. I don't ever throw rocks, ever, Landon, Miss Danya. So, but we expect a lot from them. And a lot of people say, you know, they're teenagers. You have to cut them some slack. You know, they're teenagers, and it's just like the excuse. The whole word is a one big excuse. And they'll tell you not to expect a lot from them. But the truth is, these teenagers, if they make these decisions now, can do far more than an adult making this decision right now, because they don't have the baggage and they don't have the mistakes. And the great thing about camp is to watch these kids. At the beginning of the week, we're pushing them, and we're going, okay, sit towards the front, read your Bible, sing during the song service, and we're pushing them, and we have these expectations. But the greatest thing about camp is to watch these kids not only meet our expectations, but begin to have expectations for themselves. And sometimes they're even higher than the ones that we had for them originally. So it was a blessing this week to be with these teenagers, even if some of them did throw rocks at me.
You want to say anything, Pastor, Ms. Tanya? I'm sure Pastor will talk at the very end. He'll get a chance to speak if he wants to. Oh, we'll have the guys come and just give a testimony here and give a short devotion. You guys can come grab a seat if you all want to, both of you guys. And typically speaking, we've had the last 2 years our intern preach this night. And so Dylan was slated to preach, but I'll just be honest with you guys. I don't ever want to emphasize to our teenagers or to our church that if you're a preacher boy, that you're more special in my eyes or in this church's eyes than any young man who's called into whatever field God calls them. And we have a number of seniors this year. Two of our fine young men are Reed Spivey and Dylan Wilson. And I've been excited. Reed gave a devotional this week to our guys. And I'm telling you, it could not have been any better. I don't know who could have done a better job than Reed did that. And so I asked Pastor if it would be okay to add Reed to the docket. And Dylan's done a great job this year as an intern and just willing to serve whatever, and always asking what else can you help out with. So we'll let them come back to back. And guys, before you speak, if you want to give a quick testimony, we'd love to hear it.
Anything, they lied. All right, well, it was a great week at camp. I'm going to start off by giving my testimony a little bit. I've been at this church for as long as I can remember. And on the way up there, I'll tell you what, I prayed a prayer and I said, Lord, use me as your punching bag. Those are some sensitive words. Don't use that if you're not ready to take a beating. I took a beating. the main thing that, you know, the Lord worked in my life on was having the courage to stand and make it well known that you're a Christian. And so this week I gave a devotion, and it was about living as a Christian man, because I was talking specifically to the guys, and Brother Jesse told me, hey, you're speaking from the church. I was like, well, I guess I'm going to move that around. So now my title is Living as a Christian. So all right, if you would open up in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. You know, when I was preparing this devotion, I really didn't know what to talk about. And, you know, I started to think along the lines of, well, what did I need when I was, you know, when I was in the youth group? And I mean, I'm still in, well, this is my last Sunday, but I was just thinking along the lines, what did I need to hear? And so that's where this lesson came from. And due to the lack of time, I only get to talk about one of the aspects, one of the qualities of living as a Christian. And it's coincidentally courage, the thing that God spoke to me most about this week. And so, yeah, courage, I looked it up, and it's defined as not deterred by danger or pain, to be brave or fearless. And, you know, we think of courage as going in a dangerous situation or a fight and not being scared, you know, to be fearless. And, you know, being a courageous Christian sort of works in the same way. However, you don't have to be, you know, physically inclined or muscular to be brave, you know. You know, in the eyes of the world, a courageous person has no fear. Can I tell you tonight that a Christian is supposed to be fearful? And Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30, it says, "For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people." Recompense just basically means to repay. So I'm going to read it again, but I'm going to switch out the words. "For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me. I will repay, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people." I don't know about you, that's kind of frightening. For all of the sins that we've ever committed, Lord will judge his people. We are his people, right? Verse 31, it says, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God." We're supposed to be fearful as Christians. You know, I know it sounds like I'm kind of detracting from courage by talking about fear here, but I want you to understand that because we are fearful, we will be courageous. Because we fear the Lord, we will stand up for what's right and live as Christians in this world. Okay, I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 5. You don't have to turn there if you don't want to, but verse 14 through 16, it's, "You're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." Verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You know, we spend a lot of time trying to make people like us, and we try to fit in because, you know, we're scared what people may think about us. We don't want to be that one guy who they talk about behind your back. We want to be loved by everybody, right? And, you know, I just graduated 2 months ago, and if you were to ask me, how many people have you seen since you graduated? And I would probably tell you 4, 5, 6 maybe. And I'm not going to lie, I spent so much time trying to fit in. I spent so much time trying to make people like me, and I don't even see these people anymore. Honestly, they don't matter. This is going to be a little bit harsh, but teens, if you're the most popular person at school, there's a good chance you're doing something wrong. Do you hear me? Okay, there you go. But wait, adults, parents, if you're the most popular person at work, there's a good chance you're doing something wrong. It's not just the teens, that's to everybody. I graduated, like I said, 2 months ago, and the valedictorian of my class, named Spencer Robinson, he's an amazing guy, amazing Christian, didn't care what people think about him, and he was in no way the most popular kid at school. Well, we had our graduation at UTA, at the College Park Center, and I looked it up, and the capacity is about 7,000 people, okay, and I told you 6,000, because I was just kind of guessing, but I looked it up. Fact, hold 7,000 people, so there were 7,000 family members there. And on top of that, there were 600 graduates, so roughly 7,600 people. And Spencer got up on stage in front of his graduating class and all of their families, and he used the word Jesus Christ. And he, you know, he was so clever with how he did it because he analyzed Jesus as a person, not as a God figure, as a person. He quoted atheists and had their opinions on him. And they were saying, you know, if he could come to earth and live for 33 and a half years and have that many followers, he was doing something right. And it was just the boldest thing I've ever seen. And, you know, I was nervous to give this devotion in front of our 30 guys in the youth group. Now I'm here giving it in front of the church, and that's even scarier. But I'm talking to people who believe the same way I do. He was talking to a bunch of people who he doesn't know. He was talking to the 600 people that judged him and made fun of him for being the way he is. And he had courage. I don't know about you, but that's pretty courageous. I don't think I could do that. So, in kind of closing, I'm going to give you this little story about a couple weeks left in high school. We were getting ready for our AP test, you know, to get college credit. And I was talking to my government and economics teacher. His name is Mr. Long. And he was like, "Well, you should come to this little study session we have on Sunday night." And I was like, "Well, I can't. I have church." And this kid, his name's Luke, he looked at me, he goes, "You go to church?" And that was such a slap in the face. And I asked him, I said, "Have I ever done anything to make you feel like I didn't go to church?" And he was like, well, no, but you just didn't really make it well known. Matthew 5:16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works." Simply being well-behaved is not enough to let your light shine. You actually have to go out of your way to make it known that you are a Christian. So let me ask you something. Are you being a courageous Christian tonight? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to be here. Thank you for giving me the privilege to speak in front of the church, Lord. I don't take it for granted. I pray that you just be with us this lesson. I pray that it touched lives, and I pray that they could apply it to their lives. And Lord, I just pray that you just watch over and be with us tonight. And I pray that you be with Dylan and his little sermon lesson thing. And I pray these things in your name. Amen.
If you would turn to 2 Corinthians 4, and let's get my testimony returning there. I'm Dylan. I've been going here for 4 or 5 years. And I came this week, God just spoke to my heart about just our purpose as Christians. And so I kind of used that as my sermon. And this is probably a 20-minute sermon, so I have to condense in 5 minutes. So let's see. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, it says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." You know, I was reading through this passage, and I found three things that I could say is a good explanation of our purpose as Christians, and first is witnessing. I believe we can all do a much better job of it. And because, you know, a lost person who's never heard the name of Jesus isn't going to come and say, "You know, I think I need to be saved. I think I'm a sinner." It's not going to happen. We have to share the gospel with them. And, you know, if you're saved tonight, if you're a Christian, it's your duty to share the gospel. And before Jesus left, he left us and he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Jesus gave the task of telling us the whole world about what he did for us. And, of course, he didn't say only missionaries or pastors. He said ye, which basically means you. And, of course, the second purpose I found was manifesting Christ. And the same chapter in verse 10, it says, "Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh." Now, of course, manifest basically means, where is it? Oh, there it is. Making it clear that we're Christians. And of course, it goes hand in hand with witnessing. If you're not manifesting Christ with you, then you can't give the gospel adequately. Because if you're living just like them, they'll say, why do I want what you have if you're just like me? Of course, the Sunday after junior camp, 5 kids got saved. It was awesome. I was personally able to lead just 2 to the Lord. And 3 of them were bus kids. And they were kids that probably will never come back. They moved. And, you know, I remember we were about to sing the song, and the kids that went to camp, they just burst out. And you could tell that they were just joyous, and they had fire for God. You know, I honestly believe those kids saw that. They said, you know, we want what they want. You know, honestly, you never know when someone is watching. So it's just work, and if they see you cuss, or they know that you drink, or they know you do exactly what they do, why would they want what you have? And thirdly, it's glorifying God and not ourselves. And I believe, you know, as an intern, you know, I work at the church. I'm called to preach. And I believe it's easy to just forget that God is the one who gave all of this. And it's easy to get prideful. In 2 Corinthians verse 4, chapter 4, verse 5, it says, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." You know, you could be the poster child for Christianity. You can do everything right. You can read your Bible every day. You can do all of it. Go to visitation. But if you're doing it so you can look good in front of someone else, it's all in vain. It's worthless. And the missionary at camp, Brother Travis, he said something that I'll never forget. You know, he was explaining that, you know, he was, what's the word? Disheartened, maybe. He wanted to quit because he was seeing that other missionaries were seeing more souls saved than him. And he said, "We don't serve..." Wait, I totally wrote down the wrong thing. Okay. He said, "It's not about the souls we save. It's about if we're giving glory to God." Of course, another thing he says, "We don't serve God because what he can do for us, but we do it because of who He is and because we love Him. Of course, if you teach a Sunday school class or go on a visitation or simply just see a piece of trash and just decide to pick it up, and if you do it just because you're, you know, and if you check behind your back and see if someone's watching to see if they notice what you do so you can look good, then it's in vain. And you know, I honestly believe now, not to put this person on a pedestal or anything, but I honestly believe our youth group took a drastic change when Russell just stood up and said, I don't care what anybody thinks, I'm going to live for God. And I believe, you know, if one person in the church does it, we could see many. And the fire will, you know, it will spread. And closing, this really doesn't have to do with the sermon, but Ms. Julie said something that just struck me. And we're talking, and you know, said the reason we do this testimony night is not for us, not so we can look good, but so we can go back to the church and show them what God did in our lives, and that your investment of your money and your time was worth it, and that it really did make a difference. Thank you.
Hear young men preach and have a message on the heart, isn't it? I'm just encouraged by their message. Let's all stand to our feet and have Pastor come.
Hey, amen. What a testimony. And Reed will be headed to Texas A&M, going to college. It's amazing that he's now that big and whatever. It was wonderful, Reed. It was awesome. Dylan, great job. Man, we've enjoyed having Dylan as an intern this summer. And I'll publicly say I was actually, what is the word I want to use the right word without hurting him too bad? I had some questions about Dylan, and he has not only met and done so well, way beyond my expectations. And I appreciate you, Dylan. Love you. And I'm looking forward. He'll be going to Heartland Baptist Bible College this fall. And appreciate both these young men. And I do want to point out what Brother Jesse pointed out, and that is you don't have to be a preacher to do what Brother Reed just did, right? Amen. If you look in the Bible, most of those that impacted the world or impacted the world at their juncture were lay people. Stephen was a deacon. And boy, just amazing. Appreciate our young people. Appreciate Brother Latta and Miss Julie. How do I say it usually? Miss, huh? Julie. It's because I called you Julia for like the first 6 months you were here. I don't want to make the mistake again. But I appreciate our youth pastor and his wife. And I was serious this morning about Miss Julie. You know, we take for granted our staff and their wives always get involved. Brother Scott, his wife, you know. But what a blessing it is to have a good godly wife. I know Brother Jesse would agree. And to work with them. What a blessing tonight. This needs to carry over to everyone. The messages were amazing. That open bag, maybe I could preach that or something. I don't know. You can't do that. You can't bring that down here and just. But basically, the thing is to be an open book. That we should be an open book, all of us. That we shouldn't have any secret compartments that our wives or husbands don't know about. You know, we shouldn't have a secret, you know, email address or a secret this or whatever. We should be an open book to our family. Should be an open book to our pastors. Open book to our family members and loved ones. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Appreciate our teenagers. Let's pray. Lord, what a blessing tonight the service has been so far. And Lord, we wouldn't want to go any further without asking you, God, to do it again. And Lord, we appreciate the preaching this week and Brother Hester and Brother Martinez and Brother Joel Travis and but God, we want our church to be impacted by what our youth have seen and heard and how their hearts have been stirred. God, I pray tonight that you would use the messages that were spoken, the word that was preached, and God, each of us would be courageous, that each of us would witness and be the Christians we ought to be. What a question. Whether or not we're standing up at work and are standing up on our job or with our neighbors or with our family and being the Christian we ought to be. Lord, thank you for the heart of these youth. I pray that you would enable them and empower them to keep their commitments to you. Help us as adults to make some commitments. And Lord, to further our relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. As you sing,